Let's turn our attention to music now. And in today's music segment, we feature the sounds of South African alternative rock act ANVR. ANVR consists of Andreas Potgieter, who's the lead singer, instrumentalist and producer, and Simon Ory, the drummer and co-producer. They met in 2011 at Stellenbosch University, where they were both studying at the time. And then the band began in December 2012, first as a grunge rock band, which was just a creative outlet for them, and over time adapted to the alternative rock act that it is now. The duo first started playing live shows in 2018 under the name Boston Light Band, but since December last year, they go by their new name, ANVR. Since the onset of the pandemic, they've been producing their own music and now record, mix and master their own tracks too, and they hope to start playing live again soon. So I'm delighted now to welcome to the show Andreas Potgieter, the lead singer of ANVR. Andreas, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. How's it going?
Was that a pretty accurate account of your history and the band's history?
Yeah, pretty accurate. Simon, my bandmate, is also on the line. We're both on the line today, and we're kind of going to say what we're going to talk about succinctly. Wrapped it all up.
I didn't hear that. What did Simon say there?
No, you summed
this
up fantastically.
Thank you. Oh, good. Nothing more to say. So tell us how things have changed for you guys in terms of, we always talk pre-COVID and post-COVID. Not that we're entirely post-COVID, but things are starting to go back to normal.
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. I mean, we kind of completely adapted. I just want to say one thing quickly. ANVR is sort of the pronunciation of the band. I know that it's confusing that it's ANVR, but sort of we were thinking that the band would be called ANVR, so that's kind of
my apologies, ANVR.
No worries. I think it's two radio stations now that we've said it, so okay. It's brand new, so it's still a growing process. Yeah, so pre-COVID we were playing live, and we'd kind of decided that we were going to be a live outfit, and we were playing gigs consistently. And, you know, it was sort of on the live act and four shows a week. And then COVID happened and we kind of had to change how we approached music. And in many ways, it was a massive blessing because we went from playing live to not really having recorded music to having to identify how to record our own music, mix and master it in order to go through that process, which completely changed the way that we write music. It gave us a massive insight into songwriting in itself, and it kind of gave us a whole different skill set on how to approach even writing the song, because when you're the one sitting having to record and look at chord progressions and the way that the song flows and the way the mix and what you can end up with at the end of the master, you know, that's a totally different process. So now we're more this band that records and mixes and masters our own music, which now we're going to take into playing live. So it's kind of done a complete twist that we're finding a new way to make this music that we've been creating and take it to a live format.
And was the shift in your music also the reason for the shift in your name?
Yes. Definitely. Okay. Yes, definitely. We've developed as sort of individuals and over the years. I mean, we've been playing for like 10 years now, and we've changed as people. And we've had many influences come in and out of our music. And so we decided that it was time to sort of put Boston Light Band to bed and say that that was what we were, and that was a time in our life that we progressed through, and going forward, what we want to do and the music that we really want to make and the music that we want to be known for is now ANVR. And we've kind of put our last outfit away, and this is who we're going to be going forward. Yeah.
And how did you come up with the name ANVR? I can see maybe the AN from the start of your name, but the VR?
Interesting. Yeah, you would be the first person who's actually got that. That's kind of amazing. Yes. So it is an acronym. AN is from my name, and then VR is... we're not going to say. It's kind of a bit of a thing that we're going to keep too close to our chest, but it is an acronym for something.
Yeah. That's very mysterious, I must say. Okay, for listeners that might be interested in seeing you guys playing live again, have you got any dates on the calendar and any venues set that people can go and watch you at?
Unfortunately, not yet, but we are looking to hit the live scene again towards the beginning of the new year. So like Andreas is saying now, we're just finishing off our sound. We've got a whole bunch of songs in the pipeline that we'll be releasing soon. And then we want to take that live. So we're going to be releasing, I think, 4 or 5 more songs towards the end of the year. And then we're going to be playing them all live in the new year. But we'll definitely let you know at the moment we've got dates set.
So then in the meantime, is the best way for people to keep tabs on you guys on social media or website or what?
Yeah, so we've kind of decided that Instagram and our social media and Facebook and our website is where we mainly focus our attention. So, yeah, so we'll be consistently releasing. We're not very good at it, but we're getting better at it, at being consistent and updating all our fans and what we're doing. And so in this process, the next bit, we'll be posting a lot on social media. And yes, the minute we have our first live show, historically, we always posted our live shows on our social media, and we'll go back to that once we start playing live. And that'll be early next year. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, last question. Maybe Simon can take this one. Tell us about your debut single, Dust.
It's a fantastic song, especially coming from being the drummer. You listen to it, it's drum heavy. It's got so much passion and energy behind it. One of my favorite songs to play. It really sums up the new sound and where we're going with the music fantastically. The new music coming out has got that really nice, deep, heavy feel to it, as well as being the big band energy that we've tried to become. The biggest compliment we got is that we were a 2-piece that sounds like a 4-piece, and I think Dust really nails that one on the head.
Wow, well, I really look forward to listening to it, and we're going to have the pleasure of playing for our listeners now. All the best, guys. I hope that you have a good, productive rest of the year getting the rest of those singles out, and we'll look forward to catching you live in the new year.
Thank you, Amy. Really appreciate you having us on.
Thanks, Amy. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too, and thanks both for joining me. That's Andreas Potgieter and Simon Ory, and together they are Anver. We know the Anne part of it, but the Ver is a mystery. Maybe that'll come to light one day.